pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 33 points at 39,145. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at StonebackAppliance.com, where we've got your back. There is a short and delightful polka from French composer Emil Waldteufel called The Bohemians, played by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, led by conductor Alfred Walter, on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. And in this noon hour, as classical music continues, we have a few energetic creations for violin in the form of a caprice later by Camille Saint-Saëns. Then we'll hear Hilary Hahn with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra in Edgar Meyer's Violin Concerto, all just ahead, here in this noon hour on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Continuing on with the Bergen Symphony and conductor Carsten Andersen for some music from that great 19th century Norwegian composer after Edvard Grieg, music by Johan Svensson and his second Norwegian Rhapsody on Kansas Public Radio. The Norwegian Rhapsody No. 2 from Norwegian composer Johan Svensson, played by the Bergen Symphony. Carsten Andersen was our conductor on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:21, and we have some marvelous works for violin just ahead, including a bit later of Hilary Hahn with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra for Edgar Meyer's Violin Concerto. That's just ahead. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us on a Wednesday afternoon. While we're enjoying the music this afternoon, we're also involved in something called KPR's Quiet Drive. We're coming to the end of our fiscal year, you see, and we're hoping to end it in a strong financial position, and we need your help right now with a pledge of support. During the Quiet Drive, all gifts are going to be matched by a group of generous KPR members, including Chuck and Dee Blazer, Stacey and David Lambertson, and Dr. Nancy Peterson. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support of KPR. We're in the company next of violinist Kyung-Wha Chung, pianist Philip Mall, to enjoy an energetic caprice from Camille Saint-Saëns on KPR. Caprice for violin and piano, music written by Camille Saint-Saëns, played by violinist Kyung-Wha Chung, joined on piano by Philip Mall on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:31, about half an hour until NPR News with an update of headlines, and we're enjoying the classics till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. That's the website that you can use to make a donation to KPR. Now is a great time to become a sustaining member of KPR or to upgrade your sustaining membership. With our fiscal year-end approaching fast, your support is most crucial for the news, the music, and the entertainment that you count on. Donate at kansaspublicradio.org. And right now, during our so-called quiet drive, your pledges are matched dollar for dollar by a generous group of KPR listeners. Thanks for your support of Kansas Public Radio. We have something for you next from the esteemed virtuoso classical bassist, composer Edgar Meyer. The composer has worked in a variety of worlds, bluegrass, newgrass, jazz, and of course, classical. We're going to hear a little something that he created few decades back in 1991 specifically, for the violinist Hilary Hahn, his Violin Concerto, with Hahn playing with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Hugh Wolfe on KPR. music composed back in 1999 and composed specifically for violinist Hilary Hahn, who was our violinist in that recording with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra conducted by Hugh Wolf in the Violin Concerto by Edgar Meyer here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 1 o'clock. Coming up next, news from NPR, an update of headlines, followed by the next hour of classical music, where we will shift gears from violin to piano to hear a sonata by Alexander Scriabin, as well as a concert piece for piano and orchestra from someone who was a contemporary of Mendelssohn, a composer named Ferdinand Hieler. That and much more still to come. The KU campus, it's 83 degrees, today a high of 87, mostly sunny skies. For tonight, clear, a low of 67, a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow. You're listening to KPR.
Publicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at that website, kansaspublicradio.org.
From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, with the help of violinist Robert McDuffie, with a short work by Fritz Kreisler, The Viennese Caprice, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, and glad to have you back along for your place for classical music in the afternoon. I'm Jeff, and this hour, pianist Garrick Olson will share us one of the piano sonatas of Alexander Scriabin. Then for piano and orchestra, some music from someone who was a close friend and colleague of Felix Mendelssohn, a composer by the name of Ferdinand Hieler. We'll hear the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg with a wonderful performance in store for us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District. Now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. Something for you by the French composer Vincent Dandy that he wrote back in the year of 1888. A fantasy for principal oboe and orchestra on popular French themes of his day. The Württemberg Philharmonic is conducted by Giles Napri, and the oboe played by Philippe Cousseau. Next on Kansas Public Radio. That recording of the Württemberg Philharmonic, conducted by Giles Napri, and Philippe Cousseau playing oboe in music composed in 1888 by Vincent Dandy, a fantasy on popular French themes on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 124, we'll hear music for keyboard. Next and coming up, the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg with a concert piece for piano and orchestra from a Romantic era composer by the name of Ferdinand Hieler, still to come in a little over 10 minutes' time. It is KPR's Quiet Drive. We're approaching the end of our fiscal year, and we're hoping to do so in a strong financial position. And we hope you can pledge your support at kansaspublicradio.org. Right now, a group of generous members has put together a $25,000 challenge pool that will be met when you make a pledge now. Help us meet this match at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And anyone who gives $7 a month or more is going to receive a brand new KPR logo enamel pin, which is a neat little prize. KansasPublicRadio.org is where you make a pledge. Thank you for your support of KPR. Our next recording is of pianist Garrick Olson to share one of the sonatas by composer Alexander Scriabin, a Russian composer of the late 19th and early 20th century, a piano innovator who was influenced by a range of styles from that of Chopin to later Arnold Schoenberg. This sonata that we'll hear, sometimes described as a sonata fantasy, Piano Sonata No. 2 in G-sharp minor, Garrick Olson at the keyboard, on KPR. Sonata Fantasy, or Piano Sonata No. 2 in G-sharp minor, from Alexander Scriabin, as played by pianist Garrick Olson on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 1:38. At the top of the hour, news from NPR. Classical music continues until 3. Later on tonight, there's more music from 7 to 9. Destiny is your host. Here at the KU campus, it's 83 degrees on our way to a high of 87 with mostly sunny skies. For tonight, clear, a low of 67. Support for classical music comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts now through June 29th, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Next, we have music from a German composer of the 19th century, born in 1811, one Ferdinand von Hiller, who was a child prodigy in music and learned from some of the finest musicians in Frankfurt and was a pupil for a time of Johann Nepomuk Hummel. He was also a childhood friend of Felix Mendelssohn and would later succeed him as the director of the Leipzig Waldhaus Orchestra. Some of Hiller's music for you next in the form of a concert piece for piano and orchestra. Pierre Kao leads the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg with pianist Jerome Rose on KPR. A concert piece for piano and orchestra by Romantic era composer Ferdinand Hiller, played by the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conducted by Pierre Kao, and our pianist was Jerome Rose, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is just about 2 o'clock, news from NPR is ahead. And coming up in the next hour of classical music, Kodály's Dances of Galanta, that and much more, on the way on KPR.
Hark, and thanks.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at that website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Increasingly radical. 4 days ahead of the first round vote, polling puts the far-right party in the lead, followed by this leftist coalition. Macron's centrists are in third place. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Part of a series of works that began as piano miniatures and later orchestrated, from Antonín Dvořák, Legend No. 6, played by the Budapest Festival Orchestra, led by Yvonne Fischer, on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you for a bit more classical music until 3 o'clock. Music by Bach and Respighi from the latter, one of the suites of Ancient Airs and Dances. Support for classical music on KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, working to provide a welcoming and safe environment for everyone. Information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org. Moving right along to the Hungarian Philharmonic and conductor Antal Doráty to hear some music written in 1933, a series of orchestrated Hungarian dances put together for the 80th anniversary of the Budapest Philharmonic Society, Zoltán Kodály's Dances of Galanta on KPR. Composed in 1933, Dances of Galanta from composer Zoltán Kodály. The Hungarian Philharmonic, under conductor Antal Doráty, with a performance this afternoon. The time is 2:25. Thanks for joining us for classical music on Kansas Public Radio. The Hungarian Philharmonic will join us once more in about 10 minutes' time. The second suite of Respighi's Ancient Airs and Dances, still to come. KPR is available to you because of member support. We hope you can help sustain the station today by becoming a sustaining member and help us meet a $25,000 challenge. Contribute over at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you for your support. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Geary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org. Next on KPR, we'll make the acquaintance of violinist Dmitri Sitkovetsky, joined with keyboard by Robert Hill, music by Bach, and his second violin sonata in A major on KPR. Violin Sonata No. 2 in A major, music by Bach, played by Dmitri Sitkovetsky alongside Robert Hill on the harpsichord on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:37. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And classical music returns this evening when Destiny is your host from 7 to 9. Many listeners turn to music to find a respite when the world feels overwhelming. When you need a break from the news, KPR's classical music is here for you, so you can celebrate all that humanity has to offer. Consider a gift to KPR to help keep this important service alive by visiting kansaspublicradio.org and making a pledge right now. And do keep in mind that during our silent fiscal year-end drive, all of your pledges are matched dollar for dollar by a generous group of KPR listeners. The Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Antal Doradi join us once again with music by Ottorino Respighi, who explores Italy's musical past in a series of suites, such as his Roman suites, and then there were also his collection of suites based on Renaissance Italian lute works, his Ancient Airs and Dances suites. He composed about three of those in the early 20th century, and we'll hear the second. The Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra with us once again on KPR. Another go-around this afternoon with the Hungarian Philharmonic, conducted by Antal Doradi, there with the glorious suite, written by Ottorino Respighi, the second of his three suites of Ancient Airs and Dances, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 3 o'clock, and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. The music continues on this evening. Destiny is your host, with more classical music for you tonight from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson, and as always, I want to thank you for joining me for classical music in the afternoon, and a special thanks to those of you who have made your pledge during our year-end silent fund drive over at kansaspublicradio.org. You can support us and have your pledge matched dollar for dollar right now. Everything that we do here on KPR is made possible with your support. Thanks very much. Sunny skies with temperatures in the upper 80s. This is KPR.
Laura Lorson, the All Things Is Public Radio.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Broadway musicals Dear Evan Hansen, Pretty Woman, and Hadestown, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu. And Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.